Of course, you pulled the pin, but you're a civil engineer now still. Was there a sense of really sort of hating the game after being a professional for a while and not wanting anything to do with it? Because that tends to happen when you have it reamed down your throat for 10 years. But coming back to these things are just fantastic, and you can bring your family to it as well and catch up with all the old mates you played with, not only with professional rugby, but also club rugby as well.
No, I couldn't help myself. I came back, I ended up playing lower grades. I played first grade for Sydney University when I came back from Ireland. But after I ended up playing fourth grade up until 2011, much to the dismay of my wife. But I love the game, like to give a big give a bit back there as well, and I was really proud. Some of those guys I played with in fourth grade at uni ended up playing super rugby, and that was great to be associated with that. And it's it's just all part of giving something back. I'm still involved with the agents players in the Rugby Union Players Association on the Agent Accreditation Board, and I'm actually on the judicial panel for Super Rugby and the Rugby Championship at the moment. So I'm on call this weekend. If there's any red cards or sightings, I have to front up to a judiciary probably on Monday night.
We'll blame the South Africans for giving Josh Man Ray 1 week for punching Ollie Keeble in the face. I can't believe he didn't get 18 months. But so finally, of course, we're here for the Black Dog Institute. And as I said before, it's one of those great challenges. You move from pro rugby, being part of Rupa, into normal life. You're fortunate enough to have a degree and you're ready to rock and roll. But some guys really struggle with that. They struggle with identity. Rugby is all about what they're all about, and it's a great challenge to get our kids to work out at 16, 17, 18. Now the junior gold is gone, but they're not going to get the free bird contract. They're not going to get the big money. Some of them are going to blow out a knee or hurt their back or whatever, and they're going to have to get back into real life real quick.
Yeah, very fortunate there in the sense that I had to work before I got to see the amateur side of rugby and the professional side. So I think I'm blessed in that case. And having had my degree and worked for a few years, I knew what I was in for. As Pat Howard says, the Wallaby 5'8" and my Brumby teammate, you know, we've been to Mecca, having got to play rugby all around the world and then end up getting paid for it. It's just been fantastic. But I always knew what I was getting back into, and civil engineering is my second love. Got to take pride in building things. It was a fairly easy transition. It was tough though. I was working five times longer and getting paid five times less, but I knew it was coming. And it is tough, like you said, for a lot of the fellas that come straight out of school, up on a pedestal, right through school and straight into Super Rugby and the Wallabies, and it can be a big shock to the system when all of a sudden it ends. But that's life, and no matter whether you're a professional rugby player or even on a farm, there's ups and downs, and it's real tough. And that's where institutes like the Black Dog Institute can help.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you for your time. Wish you all the best moving forward. There was John Langford, of course, former Brumby, while we played for Sydney University, of course, the mighty Munster side, and we thank him for his time.